Continuing the discussion of the status of different types of water, the connection is on how they qualify for being used for mechatos, which require mayim chayim. Hamayim hamukim, says the Mishnah, waters that have been smitten, that have been, in a manner of speaking, not 100%, there's something off about them. Psulim, they are pasul for mechatos or anything like mayim chayim. Now, what do we mean by mukim, by struck water? So, eluhin hamukim, hamaluchim, salty water. So, even if it's a spring, mayim chayim, but the water is salty, it's not usable for mechatos. So, haposhrim, or lukewarm, tepid waters, those can't be used either. Hamayim hamachazvin, psulim. Waters that are failing waters, which occasionally stop flowing, are pasul for mechatos as well. So, Elohim hamayim hamachazvim. What are these failing waters that we are talking about? Hamachazvim echad bashavua. Those which fail, which stop flowing once every 7 years. Only once in seven entire years, that would make them these mayim hamachazvim. However, if they fail in longer than 7 years, once every 8 or 10 years, then they would be fine. Hamachazvim beful mesayos uvishnei vitzaron ksherim. On the other hand, it depends sometimes on the reason that they fail, that they stop flowing. If it's times of war, when soldiers use up the water supply or damage the flow in the spring, or in years of drought, when the rains stop coming, then ksherim, then they are kosher, because they are not called mayim mechazvim on a permanent basis, it's just kind of a temporary bad situation. But Rabbi Yehuda posel. Rabbi Yehuda says, even if the only time they fail is in times of war or years of drought, we declare them pasul for mayim chayim, for mechatos as well. We do not paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, however. So the Tiferes Yisrael asked a good question. In the previous Mishnah, we asked whether the oceans can count for Mayim Chayim. But if our Mishnah says that salt water is no good, then why should we even ask about oceans in the first place? It's really not going to matter. So the Kesef Mishnah suggests that there are some sweet currents within the ocean. Sailors have apparently said that this is true. And so there are some parts of the water where maybe it could be. Other people suggest that maybe salt water that could be desalinated, that you could somehow separate the salt out, then that might be allowed for mechatos, and seawater, there are ways to desalinate. So as a result, we needed that separate Mishnah as well. Mishnah Yud, Mei Karmion Umei Fuga. The waters of the Karmion and the Fuga, which are the names of two water sources, are Pesulim. How come? Ibnei Shehem Mei Bitim. Because they are marsh waters that have sand, mud mixed in them. Some people say that these are rivers in Eretz Yisrael, and that so they are very muddy, they're very marshy, you can't use them for Mechatos. Mei HaYarden Umei Yarmuch. On the other hand, the waters of the Yarden River and the Yarmuch are also psulim, ibnei shehem mei ta'arovos, because these are mixed waters which have rivers flowing into them that are unfit, that are pusel. The Yarmuch, by the way, is on the other side of the Yarden River. It's a tributary of the Yarden River, so it's connected to the Yarden. So because these mixed waters are part and parcel of them, you can't use it for mechatos. Ve'iluhen mei ta'arovos. What are these mixed waters? Echad kosher ve'echad pasul shenes arvu. If one source was kosher and one which was pasul, an unfit river, maybe it's marshy, maybe it's salty, mingled together, then at the place where they mingle, at the juncture where they connect, then you can't use that water for mechatas. Shnehem ksherim ve'nes arvu, ksherim. On the other hand, if two rivers or two springs which would be fit for mechatos mix together, then at the point where they run into each other, you could use that mechatos because it's kasher plus kasher equals kasher. However, Rabbi Yehuda posel, Rabbi Yehuda says no way, because people, if they take from the mixture of two kasher rivers, will also take from a place where a kasher and a not kasher river mix. And so we make gzeira, we're worried that people will then do inappropriate things. However, we do not follow Rabbi Yehuda. If it's two kasher sources for your mechatos, then you can go right ahead and use that as your mayim chayim.